This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Now, finding good food on a workday is hard enough, and trying to eat clean while juggling a job is nearly impossible. That's where Clean Bites comes in. Determined to equate clean eating to tasty eating, Clean Bites tries to prepare mouth-watering, wholesome meals that can be delivered to your doorstep while also keeping it low on the carbs and calories. You're talking to me, boys. I'm here with Sky Chu and TC Lau. So how clean is Clean Bites really? And what is clean eating? I think some people sort of know about it, but still fairly new trend in Malaysia.
Well, clean eating is actually is a very generic term per se, but generally when you talk about clean eating, you're always talking about eating food with almost without sodium, without carbs. You only go for clean protein.
It's called sandpaper.
Yes, and vegetable. So, but in our opinion, we think that yes, you should reach that point. You should reach clean eating to a certain point, but you shouldn't sacrifice taste and...
No, you shouldn't. Not in Malaysia. You cannot sacrifice taste in this country.
I think the other key importance here is when we talk about clean bites, is that we believe in gradual. Like, the idea here is not to... we try to fit the gap in between.
How about never? Gradual, never. Gradual. Okay,
it's gradually making decisions to eat healthier. Mm. That's the idea. Not the extreme of hey, eat this healthy now. Mm. It's more like we're used to our Malaysians' food. We put in a lot of sauce, a lot of just to make it tastier.
Mm.
So the idea here is to transition you towards that. We're not giving up on the deliciousness of the food.
Mm.
It's just that we use the ingredients that are healthier. We'll also guide you to make a healthier choice, so that slowly you transition towards understanding how does a healthy food actually should taste like.
Okay, is it when you say clean eating, does it also mean low glycemic index, carbs, no carbs, no pasta? Does it mean that?
Well, so we still believe that as a normal working adult, you will need carbs to survive for the entire day. You need to work, you need to exercise, and this and that. But so, carbs comes in many forms, all right? So we are looking at better carbohydrates for you. So low glycemic rice. So we are looking at ingredients like brown rice, basmati rice, low carbohydrate pasta.
So, never use white rice?
We never use white rice because that contains it has very high starch and high sugar content, which is actually not very good for you.
Yeah.
So, and your body, your body does not need that much carbohydrates. As much as what Malaysians take in every day, you can take nasi lemak in the morning, nasi kandar in the afternoon, and then for dinner, you go home, your mom cooks some steamed chicken, but you still have it with rice. So, that is what we're trying to do. We are still trying to give you what you normally eat on a daily basis, but we are replacing it with much better and healthier ingredients.
Okay, so you guys started in July last year?
Yes,
With a commercial kitchen and all that, right? Now, there are a couple of players we've also interviewed as well. Didn't you think that there was already enough players? Or why did you all decide to do this?
I think the idea here is that we took a more healthier stance. It's easy to say, hey, we're going to cook something healthier. But the concept here is that we start with health first. We make sure that it's healthy. And then we make sure that it's delicious. Mm. And a lot of time, we research a lot more into the food that we put in. Like, we make sure we have Harvard researchers, into why soy is not as good if you took too much soy. And why, if they say white rice is bad, but why? We want to know the core understanding of everything. And that's why our food is health focused first, and that's how we feel that we differentiate from the others.
Okay, now when someone wants to, so it's a completely a subscription order online kind of thing, right? What kind of customers are you getting?
Well, we're actually getting customers from a very broad range, actually.
But it's lunch, it's just
yes.
Lunch.
We currently only do lunch. Most of our customers are actually office workers, corporate workers. Ladies and men alike. So, and most of them actually do contact us before they actually subscribe with us, and they actually ask us how do they go about it and what type of food. They're very worried about what type of food we are going to serve them. So I always tell them that, all right, I know you want to eat healthy, you can choose your food. You can go on my website. You can see the options that we have on a daily basis that you can choose your food. And rest assured, I'm not going to give you bland food. That is what we tell our customers. You're not going to get bland food. You're still going to get good tasting food. But at the same time, try not to block one of your arteries.
Okay. So you also have a subscription model, right? How does that work?
So customers can order either... We have a 20 meal plan that they can order on a daily basis. The plan lasts for 2 months. So they can order more than one meal a day. Some of them actually like to order a salad and keep it for dinner as well. So they'll just go to our website. They have a code that we provide to them after they've already purchased the package, and they'll just order on a daily basis.
You have to finish it within the month?
Within 2 months.
Oh, you can wait. Okay.
Yes.
So you can pause in between.
Yes, okay. Because you might have leaves and meetings and so on.
What are the rates like to subscribe?
For 20 meal plan, for the beginner package, you're looking at 359 ringgit and 90 cents. And then we have another one, which is a weight loss package, which guarantees that every lunch box that is sent to you is below 450 calories. So that is at RM 379 90 cents.
Okay.
And then we have another package, but this is a fully customized package where we actually deal with the customers personally. So be it, you have an acute allergy or you have a health condition that does not permit you to eat certain things, and you have to be very picky on your food. So we will customize to a certain level for you, but that one prices is, it depends on the level of customization that you need. So we have actually quite a number of customers on that package. Most of them are actually, sorry to say, they are with certain health complications.
Right, yeah. Okay, so they do that. And you have your own, you wanted to say something, sorry.
Yeah, so we also have actually a professional bodybuilder. So he came to us and said he's tried different places and the food just come in too bland and it's just hard, like cardboard. It's very hard for him to go about it. That's why he came to us and said, hey, you know, how can you help me out? And he's been with us for some time now. In the beginning, he was still complaining a little bit, but now he really understands the food, and we understand what he wants. And because
and his six-pack is showing.
Oh, he has more than that.
He's huge. And he thanks us for making the food delicious.
Okay.
So that's the...
I hear you're also planning to work with a nutritionist. Is that the idea as well?
Yeah, so the longer term idea here is that we will be able to work with a nutritionist to come up with a really, in a way, proven a technique of being nutritious, right? We want to come up with programs. For example, we're starting out now with a new program, which is like a 2 weeks intensive weight loss program. But we want to come up more of those where it's more focused on the health. Putting more focus on health in different ways, like if you are unwell in some ways, or if you're looking to, if you have a certain nutrition value you need to follow. So in the future, we want to be working with a nutritionist that can really customize your nutrition value, and then the kitchen can then work with that.
Okay, so who prepares the meals there?
Me, for starters.
Okay.
We have a team. So I have a team of 7 people in the kitchen. So most of them, so basically I design the menu and they will execute. And at the same time, I'll be cooking with them on a daily basis.
Okay, and you make sure that there are no repeats?
I make sure there are no repeats for at least 3 weeks.
Okay.
Unless I get numerous
popular requests
that, you know, I want to have this next week, and I get like more than from 10 or 20 customers. Okay. Then I was like, okay, fine.
So which meal has that been?
All right, so there's two of it actually. One of it is actually the bunga telang chicken rice, which actually took me by surprise.
Okay.
And another one is actually the salmon bowl.
Okay.
So we have a salmon bowl which actually has a pan grilled salmon with brown rice, okra, bunga kantan, fried a little bit of oven baked shallots. So,
I'm okay. I'm swallowing as I'm talking to you. Go on.
Okay, and then then you drizzle a bit some lime and a little bit of fish sauce and chili and coriander.
Right.
So it just zests everything up, and it's easier to eat that way.
Okay, and which locations do you deliver to at the moment?
So currently, we actually deliver to the entire Golden Triangle.
That's for free.
That's for free. So we start off with free deliveries first. All right. So the entire Golden Triangles. And then you're looking at the Okang Road area from Taman Desa to OUG to Kuchai Lama, Sri Petaling, Bukit Jalil. Those are all free. And Mon Kiara is free as well. Sri Hatamas, Bukit Damansara.
Utama.
We are actually
under a time.
Okay, then we go on to the paid one. So paid one is per delivery will charge you ringgit. However, if you order more than 50 ringgit, the delivery fee is waived. Or if you're on a subscription package, we do not charge you at all. Okay. So that we cover the Petaling Jaya, Puchong area, and soon we are actually looking into Bandar Utama.
Okay. Soon, when?
Will be as soon as probably
tomorrow,
next week, or the week after this.
Okay.
And looking at Subang, Kota Kemuning, and Shah Alam as well.
Okay. We'll talk about the logistics side of business in just a moment. I'm here with Sky Chew and TC Lau from Clean Bites. You're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Begin forwarded message. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. Sky Chew and TC Lau from Clean Bites are here with me. And that's one of a few players that's providing food delivery services, and they're promising clean food, clean eating. Now, right now, so I guess the most challenging thing would be the logistics in running this business, right? So how do you handle delivery?
So we actually hire our own dispatch and maintain our own fleet of motorbikes. So currently, I have 4 riders that's working for me, and we are looking to expand that team so that I can push on further to other places. So my riders work for us full time. So, and they are responsible. So that is better than outsourcing in one way. At least they take care of my product. They make sure the product is sent to the customer the way it should be sent. So, and we care about that. You know, it's not just about cooking and getting somebody else to send the food for you. So we don't believe in that.
And how soon do the customers get the meals?
Okay, we have a schedule where we'll tell customers that the food will be received between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So most of our customers will know approximate time that they'll receive their meals depending on the location that they are at. So we normally advise them, like, for example, if you're in Mount Kiara, I'll tell you, okay, you're at, for example, 1 MK. Okay, you receive your meals between 12 to 12:30. It's just that half an hour gap for, you know, KL traffic.
So in terms of, okay, in terms of the pricing, though, compared to your competitors, are you cheaper or are you similar?
It's very hard for me to comment on my competitors, but I would say we are relatively there. We are slightly cheaper than some, and we are probably slightly more expensive than some. But reason being, we are striving to use better ingredients, and good ingredients, healthy ingredients, in fact, don't come cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, just take a walk into the organic store, I think you will know.
Okay.
So,
are you using organic stuff?
We try to, as much as we can. As much as we can, like our vermicelli and things like that, we are actually using organic as much as we can. But the costs don't come cheap. So, and we don't want to just pass on the cost to the customers. It's not very, very fair. If I use full organic, it probably costs 30 ringgit per meal, which is actually not fair to ask from a customer. So we try our best to see what is better organically. So we use the organic one. If not, if it's a normal produce, it's still good. I mean, it doesn't mean that a non-organic capsicum wouldn't give you nutrients as well. It will still give you nutrients, you know.
Right. Okay. Now, how fast can people order, and how far, you know, what's the latest people can order?
All right. Our cutoff time is actually 6 a.m. in the morning for the same day delivery. So what we recommend is for you to order the day before that. Reason being, we are trying to become a sustainable company. And one of our very key factors is to actually reduce food wastage. And by allowing people to order very late means that my kitchen has to prepare a lot of ingredients. And if it doesn't finish, number one, I waste food. My produce will go bad. So, and that, in the long run, is not sustainable as a business and even for the environment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know one of your competitors said a two-hour time frame. Right? Is that something that's workable, achievable?
That is something achievable. When we actually have a broader network, we have a broader network and a much, much larger base of customers, and that would be actually very much achievable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and if people come to your place to pick up the meals and all that, that's also workable?
Yes. We have a pickup option right now, which some of our customers are taking it. So they will actually just tell us what time. They'll select the time online, and then we'll just get ready the food for them, and then they'll just ring the doorbell.
Okay. No, now, in the early days, you guys were a social enterprise. How so?
So, Sky will take that.
Okay, so how do I do this? In the beginning, Clean Bites was, we were more designed towards gradual, really, really graduating. Mm-hmm. We had food that was designed on in three levels, level one, level two, and level three. So you're supposed to slowly, you know, start eating from white rice to brown rice to quinoa, for example. Mm-hmm. So, and we was the original idea was education. We were supposed to make people understand what are the choices that they make. Each food that they take, they learn something new, and then they can make a better decision during their own lunch and their own dinners when they're not having Clean Bites, for example. Mm-hmm. So originally it's a social enterprise because we won a grant from a social enterprise award based on the idea of education, educating people to eat healthy.
When was this?
This was actually before TC joined us. Okay. So it was originally just me and my mom, and then we were doing this little small thing. And then after we had TC on board, it's when we were able to commercialize a lot more.
Okay.
And that's why I call that a relaunch of Clean Bites.
Okay. So how what about funding? Where are you getting your funding from? From your own pockets?
Funding. So we start out with a grant. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's about it. And then we've been organically growing. Mm-hmm. So that's why growth has been slow. And we can't just start hiring a bunch of riders and all that. So for us, we're looking into growing faster now. We want to go into a lot of areas. That's why it's great that customers come to us and say, hey, can you deliver to Puchong? Can you deliver to Shah Alam? And they leave their contacts. And then we know which are the areas we can start opening up to.
Based on customer interest and all that. Right?
But there are plans for more extreme growth with investors coming in.
Okay, you are getting investors.
Yeah, we're looking into it now.
You're looking at investors right now. You have a Don't Eat Lunch Alone campaign. What's that about?
Okay, so we've had a lot of customers that order food from us, and we realize sometimes you like going out to eat because you have friends to eat with you. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you order our food and you're eating alone. We realize that a lot. So what we started to do is, hey, you know, sign up to this program, and we will randomly draw lots, and some people might get a free lunch that they can give to a friend to have lunch with. And on the site, you can see we also partner with an app. Actually, it's a Singaporean startup app where you can actually look for lunch kaki. Mm. So you want to have lunch, you want to meet a new friend on a day, you can actually hook up on lunch kaki, and then you know,
hook up,
hook up, and
you're giving Tinder a run for its money,
and then send them a free lunch for that. Okay. So that's how we were thinking to create something more social.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So is you were a chef before TC?
Yes.
Very interesting journey, right?
Yeah, quite an interesting journey. So I started I did my studies in Switzerland, and then once I completed, I actually went to Maldives to work for one of a very prestigious resort. And subsequently after that, I went to Dubai for a while, and then I came back to KL and worked for Intercontinental for a while. Mm-hmm. And then that was where the big surprise came.
You got lost for a while.
Well, not to say I got lost per se, but probably I just wanted to know more about what's going on in the world other than being in a hotel and being in the kitchen. So then I decided to join the bank.
Okay.
So so I was in Standard Chartered Bank for actually about a year. Uh-huh. And then I realized, okay, I think I've known everything. I've learned everything about personal financing, how to run a business, how to finance an SME.
Okay.
Enough for me to start something that I want to start. Uh-huh. So then after that, that's when I met Sky.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you have a core belief system, which is what? Transitions, health, accessibility, and sustainability. What is this belief system?
Okay. So the first thing, transition. Mm-hmm. We always believe in gradual transition. We don't believe in, hey, you know, suddenly you want to start eating healthy and you change your lifestyle. Those kind of decisions are not sustainable. Mm. It's gradually understanding and also understanding the taste. For example, you've been eating white bread all your life. Suddenly moving to wholemeal might just be a bit too dry. Mm. But if you take it on a gradual basis, you start training your palate to understand that when you're eating the white bread, you actually feel uncomfortable because it's actually not healthy. Mm. Subconsciously, you know that. Mm. So that's the idea of transitioning. And sustainability and accessibility. So that comes into play when we are able to grow a bit more. Mm. Because we actually have a goal where we want to actually buy food that we know where it's coming from. instead of just buying from the market where we don't know where it's coming from, we want to buy, even if we say organic, we want to make sure that we can actually go down to the farmers mm-hmm. and see how they're growing it organically. Is it real or not? Mm-hmm. And then, or you're growing chicken, free-roam chickens. So we want to be able to support this kind of sustainable kind of food, healthy and sustainable food. And in terms of the last one, accessibility. Mm-hmm. So we believe eating healthy, sometimes it's an accessibility choice. Mm-hmm. You're taking McDonald's because it's so easy to order mm-hmm. and it's drive-thru and it's right next to you, right?
Yeah.
So it's accessibility. If we can reach out to, for example, all the petrol stations and make it so easy for you to pick up on the way to work, that's when we feel that eating healthy will be an easy choice compared to anything else.
Okay. So and in terms of running this business, what has been the toughest for you guys?
Well, for me, the toughest would actually be cracking my head to make more menu items. Mm-hmm. As I think everyone knows, cooking healthy and making it delicious is actually a very big ask.
Yeah.
So when I design the menu, I actually think of myself. I would think of what I would like to eat when I want to lose weight or when I don't want to have high cholesterol and things like that. So I work from there. I work from there, then I look at ingredients and I always play around with certain things. But that would be one of my biggest challenge.
I think for me, it would be logistics. Like we're trying to grow, the kitchen can sustain it, but it's just the logistics is very hard to manage as an online delivery service.
Okay, so and we talk about the vision for the company, what would it be?
The vision would be that we would be able to provide healthy food and make it really accessible. That we're always being compared to mixed rice, right? It's cheap, it's fast, it's easy to get to. But we wanna be the mixed rice of the future, for example, because right now you think you're eating mixed rice is cheaper, but actually, what are the ingredients they're using in there? You have to know what are the choices that you're making for yourself. So we want to make it so accessible, so affordable that in the end, eating healthy is just it's common sense.
Okay, so just before we go, and you have a two-week guided weight loss program.
Yeah, so
which is in the works.
It's something in the works. We are trying to launch it in 2 weeks' time, as fast as possible. It's because we've had friends that are trying to lose weight, and the typical strategy is starve yourself, and that's actually really really bad. It's not a good thing to do. So since you're going to do something intense like 2 weeks anyway, so okay, we think okay, let's help these kind of people. Let's come up with a program that although it's intense for 2 weeks, but we make it healthy. We've put in a lot of research in terms of how to make you lose weight while you're eating. So the food that you eat actually helps you lose weight at the same time. And then we put in a workout regime that we will provide you a guide. But we're looking for gym and freelance trainers who want to work with us that when customers come and say, hey, we want someone to guide me, actually. Mm. So then we can also provide them that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
In place already?
It's in place, but we want to test it. So being engineers and being scientific, we want to test it with 4 person. That will follow our regime to the dot and report to us. And then we want to have the data and talk about it. And tweak the food.
Have you found your four?
We're looking now.
So they can be in touch with you. I could be one of the four.
You can go. Online.
Okay, so thanks for being with us, talking about clean eating. I've been speaking to Sky Chu and TC Lau from Clean Bites. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.